answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. Today's conspiracy theories, tomorrow's truths.
Some of these conspiracy theories have turned out to be true.
Which ones?
The Trump-Russia witch hunt, Jeffrey Epstein, JFK assassination, the misuse of the Patriot Act, the Iraq war, the weapons of mass destruction, the war in Ukraine, the bombing of the Nord Stream pipeline, the open border migration caravans, the climate change scam, chemtrails, and HARP, and 9/11 being an inside job, and the Internet of Things surveillance grid, and PFAs, and chemicals in the water turning everyone gay, and the 2020 election being stolen, and January 6th being filled with undercover feds, and Bilderberg, and Bohemian Grove, and global government, not to mention gain-of-function research, and the threat of China, and collapsing birth rates, and defund the police, and George Soros, and mail-in ballots, and big tech censorship, and disinformation agencies, and Obama's birth certificate, and probably some others I can't think of. I mean, so a few of them. I guess a couple of them have been true.
You will meet so many amazing people wearing the shirt. I'd say you'll get probably 50 compliments before you get one person screaming at you.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
But it's an adventure to wear any of these shirts, but particularly this one. Get this design and so many others. They're limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Keep us on air in our fight against the globalist. And I want to thank you so much for your support, because literally, when you call in thanking me on air, I say stop, because I'm thanking you. I love fighting the globalist. This is what I do. We've had such a huge effect together. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I encourage you now to go to thealexjonesstore.com and be sure to enter for the free truck and $10,000 and buy more product, support the broadcast, and get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day, each time you buy a product. This new initiative is so important to the future. So everybody, if you support what we're doing and want to get great shirts and ball caps at the same time, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And I almost forgot, most of these shirts come in multiple colors. It was a year and a half ago, due to listener demand, that we came out with Dr. Jones Natural Activated Charcoal Toothpaste with a bunch of really high-quality essential oils and more. A known classic formula for cleaning your teeth, gum health, and so much more. My dad is... Well, he's not a retired dentist. He still has his license, but he's quasi-retired. He developed this off of some of the top formulas out there, but he took out any additives and any fillers. So this is just a tried-and-true, high-quality toothpaste that also funds the InfoWar, and it became a bestseller within 6 months. But it's been 6-8 months since we've had any of it back in. This was only out for about 8 months, and then the supply chain with the COVID lockdown killed us being able to get all the ingredients that are in the toothpaste and in the activated charcoal mouthwash. Finally, we got it back in a limited size shipment just last week. And that's a great thing, because it's a great product for you and your family. And we need the money that we were getting from the sale of this to fund our operation. So do not procrastinate. If you like this toothpaste, it is now back in stock. I thank you for your past support. Please support us again and support your own mouth, teeth, and gum health, as well as your throat. At the same time, if you are a new viewer or listener, these are really good products. Already, activated charcoal mouthwash is a bestseller in other brands. Already, the toothpaste is one of the best sellers out there. We just simply went and looked at the top brands and made them even better by taking out any fillers and putting in even higher quality ingredients. So I'm very excited to announce that we've got a supply of the mouthwash and the toothpaste back in. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Again, I don't use a teleprompter here. I just said something that wasn't completely true. My dad's website, where it's sold, also has it available, and we'll put that on screen for you. So again, it is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and on the Dr. Natural site. Thanks for keeping InfoWars on the air.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it's been a couple years since he's been in studio. Seems like 5 minutes ago, but also 1,000 years ago. One of the most amazing independent journalists and owners of a media company in the world is Ezra Levant, rebel.com, rebelnews.com, rebelnews.com, at Ezra Levant on X. And I wanted to talk to him when I heard he was coming to town last week about Elon Musk and the fight for free speech and everything that's happening. He's also recently been to Brazil during a huge protest down there. We've got a lot of great footage he's going to be showing you coming up. But really, to this audience, nobody needs to have Ezra Levant introduced to them. I mean, covering Davos, covering the wars, covering everything with reporters all over the planet, fighting the COVID lockdowns there in Canada with the horrible leader Trudeau up there. I mean, Ezra, you and your team are literally some of the most prolific and effective people out there. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. You were like the grandfather of contrarian, dissident media around the world, and that's why we're so interested in your freedom of speech battles, because if they can take out Alex Jones, they can take out anybody, because no one fights like you. So if they can defeat you, well, then everyone's in jeopardy. It's very interesting to us to follow what's happening.
Well, we're all in this together. Exactly. We've got to have solidarity. And I know you genuinely care about me. I care about you. But when they're attacking Trump, they're attacking you. They've attacked you a bunch and the rest of your reporters and stuff, too, for everything. I mean, this is an attack on us all. And it's a globally coordinated.
You know, I was down in Sao Paulo, Brazil, a couple of weeks ago. Oh, sorry, I'll wait for you to.
No, I'm just saying. There's the camera.
Perfect.
It's like a podcast style studio. Right,
no problem.
I don't care the way.
I'm rusty.
We kind of need to put a camera over here.
But it's great to be here. Why did I go to Sao Paulo? They had a more conservative, freedom oriented president named Bolsonaro. He was defeated by an outright communist named Lula, and Lula started banning his political opponents and contrarian journalists on Twitter, and he had a judge who would do this, and the judge would do it in secret and would order Elon Musk to suspend the critics of Lula in secret. And then Twitter finally said, we're not obeying this anymore. We're not going to follow this illegal censorship. So this judge banned Twitter in the entire country, 20 million people.
And that's the Count Dracula lookalike guy.
Yeah, he wears a cape. Who wears a cape? So in Sao Paulo, which is a huge city, 20 million people, they had a rally for free speech and for Elon Musk and for Twitter. That's some of the footage we took when we were there. 200,000 people marched for free speech. I've never been inside of 200,000.
That looks like more than 200,000.
Oh, it was. I mean, it extended a mile in every direction. It was incredible. And Bolsonaro was there.
And then you pointed out, then the dictator, evidence shows, stole the election. Lula had no one for his event.
Yeah, and there's that Dracula, like, that's the judge, the guy in the cape there. I mean, he really is slouching back to tyranny. Remember, they were a military dictatorship just 40 years ago. So the idea that, you can lose, you can gain freedom, but Brazil is falling back. What's so exciting, though, is ordinary people of all backgrounds saying, no, this is about freedom. People go to a rally for a bunch of reasons, Alex, for the camaraderie, maybe for partisan feelings. But so many people at that rally when I asked them, why are you here? They said, freedom. It was inspiring. Alex, I've got to ask you, do you think there's a city in the United States where 200,000 people would rally for freedom? I would like to think
only
so.
In D.C. for our Trump rallies.
Yeah.
And then they tried to set us up or did with January 6th.
I did some streeters. Not a lot of folks down there speak English, but if you guys have the clip, I talked to some folks down there. I found it was inspirational. If you got the clip, I'd love to.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll the clip with audio. Go ahead. Here it is.
You use because if, you go X from VPN. They block this show.
Why am I being trouble? Because I'm using X through the VPN.
I live for other country. You are not in Brazil. It's okay.
Do you use social media?
Yes, I use. I used to. My favorite was Twitter, like X. But now I'm using Blue Sky, Instagram, TikTok. I use a lot.
So you stopped using X when it was banned by the government?
I stopped it because more I stopped us.
Elon Musk has stood up to Alexandre de Moraes very noisily, and he's pushed back. What do you think of that?
I think it's good for Brazil because he's not Brazilian, but he's going to help us a lot.
Happy. E o X eu usava. Só agora foi bloqueado. Então você pode ver que eu tenho ele aqui.
Ok.
Só que é bloqueado. A gente não pode usar mais.
It's banned. It's blocked.
Aqui, ó. Eu tenho um X. Só que a gente não pode usar mais. Tá bloqueado.
Você usa VPN?
Você usa VPN?
Se eu falar isso, perigoso ser multado. Então é 50 mil.
If I say that I use VPN, I'm subjectable for a fine of 50,000 reais, which will be $10,000 fine.
Mas ainda dá um jeitinho.
We are here because this, because he is let us to talk in the biggest platform of Brazil. So we are here to fight to for this platform and our freedom of speech.
I love Elon Musk. I love Elon Musk. Brazil love Elon Musk.
Thank you. If you had one message you could send to Elon Musk today, what would it be?
We are on your side.
How do you feel about Elon Musk? He's taken a great interest in Brazil.
I love Elon Musk. Good. Oh, love Elon Musk. He's helping us so much. I hope so because he has a lot of power, a lot of money, a lot of everything. I hope he can help us. You trust him a lot.
If you had one message for the owner of X, Elon Musk, what would it be?
Brazil, we need to fight for our future, and we need to stop Moraes.
Elon Musk, thank you for fighting for our freedom. We are with you.
Thank you very much. You are friend of Brazilian people.
Elon Musk, help us, please, please.
Musk, fica firme, não desanima, nos ajuda, porque o Brasil precisa de você e o mundo precisa de você, porque a gente precisa de liberdade. E você é um guerreiro, é um lutador. Para nós é de grande importância pelo que você está fazendo. Não pelo dinheiro, certo? Mas pelo que você é. Então, isso nos orgulha muito. Então, meu, feliz demais pelo Musk.
And again, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in Europe, whether wherever you are, these fights are important because it's the same globalist doing it. And now Elon Musk came out yesterday and said, if Trump is not elected, this is a quote, this will be the last election. And it'll be like Venezuela or now like Brazil, where they still have them, but it's known to be fraudulent. And now we have John Kerry and Hillary and all of them saying ban free speech, arrest people. You got California passing another so-called AI law that outlaws memes. They are really desperate. I don't see that as a sign of strength out of the tyrants in the UK. I mean, everywhere.
Well, remember, Sherlock Holmes would ask, what's the dog that's not barking? So if Elon Musk and Twitter are being banned from Brazil because they refuse to secretly censor the enemies of the regime, what about Meta, which owns Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp? What about the...
They're all complying.
Well, that's right. The fact that only Elon Musk is being targeted tells us implicitly that all the others are playing along with it. And that's happening in regimes around the world.
And that's come out in Congress that millions of requests by the government on Facebook, now Meta, and Instagram, one of their holdings, to censor people questioning the COVID narrative. And it turned out we were right, they were wrong.
You know, one of the things they did to get back at Elon Musk, because, of course, he owns Twitter, but they couldn't really touch Twitter, is they started going after Starlink, the internet company, which is really for people in rural places. And Brazil is so huge, and there's a big Amazon jungle. So Starlink is critically important for a lot of small towns, villages, hospitals, schools in the Amazon. And that crazy cape-wearing judge, because they couldn't smash Elon Musk and Twitter, they went after Starlink, even though it's a completely different company with largely different shareholders. And what got me, Alex, is where is the United States defending its companies, its property, its people? The U.S. Trade Representative is one of the most terrifying people in the world. That person gets tough with countries that cheat on American industry. Why didn't the President of the United States say, you unhand that Starlink property in 24 hours?
Instead.
Or don't you think you're going to fly planes to this country? We're going to freeze your currency. I don't even know what two levers they could pull. But I don't know why they allowed one of America's leading citizens to basically have his property expropriated without a squawk.
And you're hitting something here. We have Australia. We have the EU. We have Brazil. We have the Democratic Party and the different federal agencies already coming after Musk because he really is a champion of free speech. And, you know, just a year ago, people were tepidly saying, okay, he's helping us. But, I mean, the guy... Now, if you read his posts that reach hundreds of millions a day, he is as hardcore as we are.
It's incredible to see the evolution. I was skeptical of him 10 years ago. I thought, oh, this guy is a grant seeker. He's looking for subsidies for his eco car. I was skeptical. But give the man credit. And as the more wealthy he becomes, some people get shy when they're wealthy. They think, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to alienate powers that be. Elon Musk is relishing his power.
Well, he said it was his brother almost dying from the shot and a bunch of family getting sick from it. And then... he sent his son to a super liberal school that his, you know, ex-girlfriend or baby mama wanted. And then they basically turned, you know, he said his son is dead. So he's been public. He said, look, I didn't believe all this. I was more of a liberal. Now I realize that the left is a tyranny and it's a mind virus and I'm done. I mean, so you'd think the left would be smart enough not to scalp his son. You'd think they'd be, no, they targeted him. So he is a convert through being abused.
And I'm worried about that because... They took you out. They took Tucker Carlson out. They're trying to take Trump out using lawfare, using, God forbid, violence against the president. Elon Musk not only is fighting for his own freedom, but he has, in a way, socially and journalistically revived you from the dead.
Yeah, absolutely. He's created a giant mothership for all these other people to be able to have a beachhead. I mean, I don't have enough to say about him. I mean, I can't say enough. It's just insane. You judge a tree by its fruits. Elon Musk is hitting on all cylinders and is just as important as Trump is. And when I told him, I said, you need to get more security. He said, I will. He goes, I agree. Me and Tucker talked about it, he responded and retweeted and said, absolutely doubling it now. Because he understands, and that's why he moves around a lot. He's had a lot of threats. People have come to Austin a bunch to try to kill him.
I believe that. And you know what I like about him is I mean, no man is perfect. And you know, they say don't put your trust in princes.
And don't put all your eggs in one basket.
But, I mean, he is as close to the essential man as it gets. A lot of things turn on him. I mean, I was reading the other day that SpaceX is responsible for 90% of all Earth payloads into space.
Yes.
If it weren't for SpaceX, China would be number one, Russia would be number two, India, and only after that would the Boeing consortium.
America didn't even have heavy lifters for 15 years. Now we have the biggest heavy lifter.
And when Elon Musk says this election, if Trump doesn't win, it's lights out, that sounds like hyperbole. But not only does Musk consume an enormous amount of information, he must have his own sort of private, almost like a security info trap line. I'm sure he knows things that we don't, that are not public knowledge. When he says something that grave, I don't think it's just him being mischievous. I think
he's got a bunch of national security clearances.
Yeah, you've got to. I mean, besides Starlink, there's Star Shield. That's his military aspect of SpaceX. You know what? People have been talking in European countries, they've been threatening to arrest him. Keir Starmer, the Labour Prime Minister, the new Labour Prime Minister in the UK, has been quarreling head-to-head, butting heads with Elon Musk, and has suggested that people overseas from the UK who were retweeting some of the race riots a couple months ago, they could face charges too. Remember that European Union poo-bah who wrote the letter before Elon Musk
Trump
and said, don't you say rough things in your Trump.
Well, what about the arrest of the Telegram head?
Oh, exactly. They would do that to Musk if they could. The lad's got to be careful with himself. I mean, protect Elon Musk at all costs.
Absolutely. Talking about you guys at Rebel, Canada has descended, beautiful country, wonderful people, but they're like Americans, think they're free, so tyranny is able to take over. The trucker convoys, your people being arrested, not just biological men and girls sports, 60-year-old men in high school girls swim teams. I mean, it's not just like, oh, I'm a girl now. No, now I can compete against little girls. I mean, it's just madness. You guys are just constantly nailing it.
You know, we're trying to fight the good fight. Again, InfoWars is the inspiration. We're like a mini Canadian version of that.
I don't know about mini. My God, I've seen you get hundreds of millions of, I mean, per story.
You know, I have this dream, Alex, that one day you'll come with me to Davos for the World Economic
Forum. I'll go.
You know what? You wouldn't. We don't get credentialed. We don't get in past the drawbridge.
But they come outside the castle.
That's right. And these VVIPs, I call them, they're in their safe place. It's because it's hard to get to Davos. You got to fly to Zurich. You got to take the train up. You got to, and they book up literally every hotel room and Airbnb in town. So they make it hard to get there. And once you're there, there's a lot of media there, Alex, but they're all regime media. They all sponsored. They all paid hundreds of thousands to be there. So the only people who can ask a question that's independent or the street rabble like us, you would. And the thing is, you'd be like a kid in the candy store. The entire globalist elite meets. They walk around without bodyguards. Now, there's a ton of Swiss police there. Don't get me wrong. It's high security. But they're not like police in Canada. They will let you get right up to VVIPs and put a microphone to them as long as you don't touch them, as long as you don't.
Klaus Schwab, Albert Bourla.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I bumped into Albert Bourla, he was just walking with his assistant, and I scrummed him in close quarters for 5 minutes. The police watched. Oh, they were watching. Don't make a mistake about it. But they were fine with it. And, you know, it's John Kerry, Tony Blair. It's fun to catch the U.S. Republicans there. I caught up with a couple of senators and governors, and I always said, what are you doing here? What's a Republican doing here? And some of them are shy. Some of them try and sort of run away. I don't know if you saw it. I bumped into the president of the Bill and Melinda Gates.
No, I watched it all, yeah.
And so you would be, I tell you, you'd be like a hot knife through butter. It's my goal is to get you to come with me. You'd love it.
I'll go next time. What is it, January?
It's always in January. We're sending a team again. It's, you know, it's a journey, and you're running around on the streets, and it's cold. But you get your steps.
Well, I've always wanted to see Switzerland. I've been all around Europe a lot, but never Switzerland. Expand on this, though. You know, pulling back, because you know, you're a guy that's been all over the world and seen things. How would you describe the state of the world right now? And I would answer the question in my way and then get your take on it. What was the theme, the official theme of that event this year? It was regaining trust. And I watched the Clinton Foundation. They say everybody hates us. Nobody believes us. Corporate media has a less than 10% approval rating, just like our Congress, just like, you know, Trudeau is able to get in with less than 20% of the vote because they do all these manipulations. But they are unpopular. The world really is waking up. But instead, they're coming in to try to outlaw and officially just normalize tyranny. How would you describe the state of the world right now?
It's the worst I've ever seen. And let me prove that to you. In America, you've got Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or a Politburo that we don't know running things. They're for censorship. They're for lawfare. In the UK, they just elected Keir Starmer, a Labour extremist who wants to go even farther. In Canada, you've got Trudeau. In Ireland and Scotland, you're bringing in censorship laws all around the world. The bad guys are working. It's like the Supervillains League. And that's why the election in November 5th is such a watershed. Everything turns on it, not just in America, but in Canada, the knock-on effects, in the UK. And I know America is for Americans, but I also know as a Canadian that we look up to America to be the great champion of freedom, the exemplar. And what do we do? How do we fight back if you guys succumb? Don't do it for us. Do it for yourself.
Well, I agree, but there's also the World War III issue. The U.S. elites are running the Ukraine war. Russia said 2 weeks ago, we're going to nuke you if you hit us with missiles. I mean, this is all insane. I mean, the time we're in, Ezra, I know you understand this, but maybe elaborate. I have trouble believing it's gotten this crazy. I mean, we're living in very insane times.
You know, I grew up believing the narrative of the neocons. It was, I believed it. It seemed right to me.
But when Trump ruled without a new war, with only peace, with harmony, and actually making the Abraham Accords peace deal, it felt utopian. And I think when you think about the trillions of dollars that will turn on Trump's election and national border, if Trump is, why did Zelensky meet with Trump last week? Because he knows there's a real chance Trump's going to be president, and he wants to start that conversation. But look how glum he was in the press conference. Everyone knows, Ukraine knows it, Russia knows it, everyone knows it. If Trump is elected, that war will be over in a month. And you know who will benefit by that? Hundreds of thousands of men, women, and children. But think of the industries that will fail. There is a deep state, and it's military, and it's journalistic, and it's political, and Trump is the threat to it as never before. That's why his win is so essential. And I say this as a foreigner begging America to save itself and thereby save the world.
What was the first thing ran through your mind when Trump got grazed with that bullet 2.5 months ago in Butler, Pennsylvania, and then the latest one with another U.S. Ukrainian-trained, CIA-connected lunatic at his golf course?
My heart, I could feel it pounding. I was so scared. But when he stood up and showed he was okay, the relief, the terror and the relief all in a matter of seconds. And it was horrific because I had been worrying about that. And I know you had too. You were, because in history, assassinations work. They work. They're evil. They're immoral. They're anti-human, but they work. Think of the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand and what that set in motion.
World War One.
And you know, murdering people in... They almost killed Bolsonaro. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, the big butcher knife.
He lost half of his blood with a knife. And, I mean, in America itself with 4 assassinations. And I'm worried about Trump because he's, you know, he's bold and he loves those huge rallies. And when there was that second and third attempt on him, I thought, come on, this can't be happening. But there are people who would do anything. Countries are in the balance. Trillions are in the balance. That's why I'm worried for him and for Elon Musk.
Oh, no doubt. Each time they try to kill him and it fails, it only makes them want him more.
You know, I saw Hillary Clinton a moment ago talking about the October surprise. Yeah, I mean, it will be engineered. It will be manufactured, whether it's by a foreign entity or a domestic enemy. They will do anything. One of the things that we're talking about a lot at the last World Economic Forum meeting I went to in Davos, the two names on everyone's mouth were Donald Trump and Elon Musk, the second because it enabled the first. But the big theme was AI. You know, every country was pushing AI. And one of the things they do is they want AI to use, you know, the algorithm to automatically censor things, but in a way you don't even know you're censored. You think you're broadcasting to the world, but AI is basically meaning that only you're shouting into the abyss. And I'm worried that AI will censor us and we won't even know it. Talk about a simulation. We'll have a simulation within a simulation. We won't even know that we're being censored. That's my fear. And I got that fear when I went to Davos.
Well, they admit, the UN said last week, as you know, they've got this big global compact that we're going to protect you from disinformation, people will tell the truth, and AI with global AI.
I want to talk to you after the break about the news license that Trudeau has in Canada and the courts ruled we don't get it. I'd love to tell you that story.
Oh, wow.
A news license.
So they're saying you don't get your license?
We don't get a news license. I'll tell you what that means.
Wow. People should be sure and check out the website, rebelnews.com, rebelnews.com, at Ezra Levant on X. Follow all his other incredible reporters and more. What got you to Austin?
You know what? I wanted to see how you were doing. I was worried about the news. I heard about the auction. I wanted to talk to you about it.
Did you fly all the way here from Canada?
I did.
I am. Wow. We got to get you on the other shows. You got to. Wow. Ezra Levant, our guest, Rebel News. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then,
friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. A frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's always around me, always 43 days, 12 hours, 26 minutes, 24 seconds. The most important election in world history. And then, 76 days with President Trump being president-elect. You know, a lot of people, when they tried to kill Trump again a few weeks ago, thought it was like entertainment, like we're watching a drama or a cop show or a thriller. No, this is the real world. And I've been on air over 30 years, 30 and a half years now. And I like to sleep. I usually sleep 7-8 hours, no problem. I sleep like 5 hours now. I jump out of bed because of the epicness of everything and the fact that good is rising, but evil is rising. And just so much is happening, and you can see the fear in the globalist whole BlackRock, you know, big pharma system, but they're not giving up and they're doubling down, and they've been pre-programming cyber attacks and power outages and terror attacks and just assassination attempts and just all of this insanity. And then people seem so focused only on their country. People say, why do you care so much about Brazil? Well, it's the sixth most populous country in the world. Or why do you care about Canada? Or why do you care about Australia? Because we have the same enemy, the same programs, the same brainwashing, the same transgenderism, the same attacks that are going on because these big corporations want full control. They want weak, stupid people. And we just can't turn the world over to them. And then we start having such success. That makes me even more urgent because so many people that fight for liberty don't get to see the freedom in their lifetime. And then later, you know, for a few generations, their actions have an effect. We're seeing it in real time. And humanity struggling back so hard. And General Flynn yesterday made the point that we have the initiative. Humanity has the, and I'm on the air with Elon Musk in 2+ hour interviews and others. And Elon, call it Team Humanity. Yes, Alex, we're on Team Humanity versus, you know, Team Demon. I mean, this is epic, Ezra Levant.
You know, there's another reason to study other countries is why I do it, is to see what's coming to hit us.
Exactly, yeah.
Give you an example from Ireland. I was in Ireland a couple
Oh, wow, talk about that.
There's a small village named Dundrum, but the most beautiful place I've ever been to in my life. Oh, I'm not Irish, but I wish I was just to be there. 200 people in Dundrum. The government announced to them, told them, didn't ask them, we're bringing 280 migrants to your town of 200 people. Immediately, in one fell swoop, making the Irish a minority in their own community.
Can you imagine?
These are military-aged men, single men. And
with no job, no future.
And they're fake refugees. No one is a refugee in Ireland. They go to the, they make their way across Europe, cross the channel into the UK, go into Northern Ireland, and then walk across the border, shredding their passports. They get free everything. And the Irish government, for some weird reason, has this policy of overwhelming local communities.
Well, it's replacement migration. They do the same thing in Germany, everywhere.
You know, the word replacement migration, you know, the left is trying to demonize that as a conspiracy theory. There is a United Nations study 20 years ago called replacement migration.
2000.
It's their own study. It's their own thesis. But it's crazy to see that. And this whole thing in Springfield, Ohio, felt a little bit like that Dundrum situation. Why are you overwhelming a local community? Absolutely up.
Well, you take them over because then the government funds come in. Now you have a group that never gets a job. 80+% of the migrants don't in Europe. And now that's it's a takeover.
You know, and where do you put 280 migrants in a village of 200? Well, there's this beautiful country hotel, golf club. It was like the community center. Everyone had their weddings and events there. They cut a deal with that guy. And the deal is secret. We don't know how much money. We don't know how long it's for. Suddenly the whole center of the community, it was for cash. It was just so someone made a deal to house migrants there, and Dundrum.
And it's the State Departments of the different countries everywhere that are financing this with our tax money.
It's just crazy to see Ireland never colonized anybody. Ireland doesn't have to apologize. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to.
It's innocent of imperialism.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know if you know them. Tell you a quick story about a village named Baltimore. I don't know if you know the story of Baltimore.
Tell folks.
Ireland. It, a couple hundred years ago, the entire village of Baltimore was raided by Islamic slave traders. They sailed up to Baltimore, took every man, woman, child, and baby, kidnapped them, and took them back to Arabia as white slaves. The entire town.
Guys, pull up the story. I've read about this. I forgot about it, of Baltimore, Ireland, and slavery. People don't know that slavery's been around forever, but the Atlantic slave trade, all that was picked up from the Muslims. The Moors invaded Spain and other areas to get more slaves, and they brought them all over North Africa, all over the Middle East, and even shipped them out to Islamic countries as far away as Indonesia. I mean, this is an ongoing thing, but where is that on the news? Most people don't even know. Tell people more about Baltimore, Ireland.
More people were captured by these Islamic slave raids than were African slaves sent to North America. That's a fact. Just in terms of sheer numbers. And I guess the reason I mention that is Ireland has been sort of resisting bad things for centuries, and now they just sort of throw open the doors. I just find it astonishing. And to see how the immigration issue is wedded to the censorship issue.
I'm going to read this to TV viewers. Yeah, there it is. If you type in Baltimore, Ireland, slavery, it says, in 1861, the village of Baltimore in West Cork, Ireland, was raided by pirates of Turkish soldiers, resulting in the capture and enslavement of all of its residents. The sack of Baltimore on Wikipedia, we can show it there. I mean, no one knows about that because only white people were ever involved in slavery in history. Ezra, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
You know the battle hymn of the Republic, from the halls of Montezuma
to the shores of Tripoli. The president at the time, who wrote our Constitution, wrote our Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence mainly, that's when he sent the Marines. I'm interrupting you.
And why did he send the Marines? Because to stop this piracy and slave trade. I mean, the slave trade was winding down by then. I mean, that, but it, anyhow, it's
shocking. Thomas Jefferson.
It's shocking to me. You're right. It is an, there was slavery in every continent in the world. And yet, somehow, it's put around the necks of the UK and the US.
And I'm being obnoxious stealing your thunder. It's not because I even want to.
No,
it's like,
incredible.
It's just, I'm just backing up what you're saying. This is all true.
It's, but let me tell you what's going on in Canada, because that I can report for, with firsthand observation. Justin Trudeau, he's very unpopular right now, and he has it in his mind that he can fix that by censoring things. He's brought in four different censorship laws. C-11, which is law, gives him dominion over the
internet. And he warned of this years ago.
Yeah, and he has the power to order companies like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube to boost or de-boost the algorithm to hide or promote media of his choice.
So that's a government censor bureau.
Yeah, that's C-11. C-18 was he basically said to Facebook and Google, anytime you link to a Canadian news story, you got to pay them. You got to pay to link to someone. Facebook said, no thanks, we get out of the news business. Google is forking over $100 million a year. That gets parceled out to approved journalists. I'll tell you about that in about 30 seconds. There's a bill in Parliament right now called C-63. Includes a life in prison sentence for standalone hate crimes. Includes you can be liable for anything on your social media going back to any as far as in time. There's no statute of limitations. As long as you have the power to delete it today, you're on the hook. So they can complain not just for what you're doing now. They can work their way back through your historical oeuvre, your portfolio of issues, and file a complaint. And every complaint that you get hit with is a $20,000 bounty to the complainant. So what they're doing is they're opening up something called the Canadian Human Rights Commission. If there's anything in social media you don't like, you can complain about it to this Human Rights Commission.
Malice.
You don't even have to be the victim of the slur. If you get the complaint adjudicated in your favor, you get a 20 grand bounty, and the person has to pay up to 50 grand to the government. So he's basically...
While they're incentivizing going and being someone that complains, wow.
And here's the last. So I mentioned C-11. That's where they alter the algorithm to boost or throttle their friends and enemies. I mentioned C-18, where they grab cash from the tech giants to pay off their friends. I mentioned C-63, which has this bounty on hurt words. But the last one is something that we're facing right now. Trudeau has created a news license, a journalism license. He calls it the QCJO, Qualified Canadian Journalism Organization. And the government determines whether or not you get that. Now, if you don't get that, you're still allowed to publish your website, but it's a credential you're denied, so you can't go to government press conferences. They won't let us in. You don't get any of the dough that's being handed out. $30,000 per journalist is the average subsidy in Canada. Now, we wouldn't take that, but that's another thing we're being denied. But here's what terrifies me. If you're not a QCJO news licensed news outfit, and you would never be, and we're not, well, guess what Trudeau can say to the tech companies? He would never say ban InfoWars. He would never say ban Rebel News. He would just say, hey, big tech companies, boost the quality journalism and throttle the fake news. And I didn't mention the word Rebel News, and I didn't mention the word InfoWars, but the QCJO news license can tell you who's on which side.
And let's be clear, Google's been involved here and with the EU. They're setting up similar systems. Google wants this.
For some reason, I don't know why they like paying $100 million a year for Canadian journalism. Maybe because it sort of makes them regulation proof.
Well, they're because they're about management of information. They're part of the deep state,
and this gets them off the hook because Trudeau is the guy who gets to determine who is and isn't a fake news, and then the Google and the tech companies just implemented it.
So how do we get rid of Trudeau? Because I mean, he only got like what 20% of the vote or something.
Yeah, and right now in the polls, he's so far behind.
Well, explain to people that don't live in a parliamentary system how that happens.
Well, we don't elect our prime minister directly like you elect your president directly. The prime minister is basically the guy who commands the most seats in our legislature. It would be like you vote for your Congress, and then whichever team has the most seats, their leader becomes president. That's our system. And Trudeau does not have a majority. He only has a minority of the seats, but there's a socialist party that supports him. There's a Quebec socialist separatist party that supports him. So he can cobble together a working majority. He's so low in the polls. He's so hated. But the socialist parties back him up. He's probably got one more year. He can choose the timing of election. That's another wrinkle in the state.
So how do you guys get in and reverse all this?
Well, there is a Conservative Party leader in Canada who's, I have to say, is pretty good. For example, he's banned any of his people from going to the World Economic Forum. He says, no one in my government will go to the World Economic
Forum. And they've demonized him for me just saying nice things.
Yeah, and he's starting to talk about immigration now, which used to be verboten in Canada. Canada's gone absolutely nuts. We have 1 million international students with visas in Canada. There's not even 1 million Canadian students in college. Like, it's just, you can feel it just in the country. I think we have proportionally more mass migration than you do.
Yeah.
So Pierre Poilievre is the name of this conservative leader. I'm hopeful.
Again, everybody that thinks of things as countries being separate, it's not. I mean, but the good news is people like Klaus Schwab has to at least not be the head of the WEF anymore. He's so unpopular. Bill Gates is hated. You've got Zuckerberg coming out and saying, I'm not going to be political anymore, which isn't true, but at least he's not being openly pro-leftist and helping steal the election. We're really seeing, you know, like you said, Zelensky coming over and kind of tipping the hat to Trump. They can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're trying to kill Trump, because they know we're winning if they don't kill him.
Now, they're at least hedging. They still want to defeat him, but they're placing their back. Don't think Zuckerberg for 1 second.
Oh, I know.
He's actually for freedom. He's trying to rebrand himself, and he's doing a good job just in terms of images, but it's the substance that counts. He is censoring like a vicious taskmaster in Brazil. Bolsonaro organized on WhatsApp, which is that Meta platform.
Yes.
And it was Zuckerberg who basically, and same thing in France, Zuckerberg stopped Le Pen from winning in France. Zuckerberg stopped Bolsonaro's re-election in Brazil. I blame them. They're a meddler. People at that level, Alex, they regard countries as playthings. They're really not much different than Soros. They regard politicians as things that, you know, if you follow Alex Soros on Twitter and Instagram,
yeah, tell folks about him.
I recommend you do. That's the son of George
he's nasty.
Soros. And you'll never see a video clip of him. I don't know if you guys can find one. It's very rare to find a video clip of him because when you listen to the guy,
can't talk.
He can't. I don't know if it's a speech impediment or if he's genuinely dumb. I don't think he's dumb because I see him with not just every Democrat. He's hanging out with Kamala Harris and every top Democrat, every politician.
Tampon Tim.
He collects politicians around the world. His father was behind the color revolutions in Europe. So they don't believe they're bound by citizenship. They don't believe in borders. They are above all that. And the leaders of Google and Facebook are the same way, Alex. It's a messiah complex. It's a god complex. It's, I've done everything else in the world. Now what can I do but have the world bend to my will? That's what's scary.
What are they going to do, though, as opposition keeps rising, which is happening?
Well, if every source of information is filtered through an algorithm before it comes out of your phone, you don't even know what world you're living in. Let me give you a super quick example from Canada. Oh, boy, Alex, you're going to find this a crazy story. You know what the Amish are, right? They're old,
absolutely
Christian farmers. They reject modernity. They don't even have electricity. They don't drive cars. Well, there's a bunch of Amish in Canada. And Trudeau, during the lockdowns, brought in an app, a smartphone app you had to download coming in and out of the country. You had to disclose your COVID jab status. You had to download an app and fill it out, and if you didn't, there was a $6,000 fine. Okay, so these Amish are going back and forth across the border from Canada to the States because they got family in other communities. Every time they come across the border, the Trudeau's border police say, did you download the app on your smartphone?
That's the canary in the coal mine for the global social credit score they're going to try to make us all have.
That's right, but just stop for a second. These are folks who don't have phones. They don't have cars.
Don't have electricity.
And so they say, what are you talking about? So every time they would come across the border, they'd get a $6,000 fine. Now, these folks, they didn't know what it was for. And so they just sort of ignored it. This one community had $300,000 or $400,000 worth of COVID fines for not downloading the app. One of these Amish goes to the bank to get a loan to buy cattle. The banker says, sorry, old man, I can't do that. You got a lien on your farm. Turns out the Trudeau government prosecuted those fines, didn't collect, slapped every Amish farmhouse with a lien.
Evil.
But I went out to visit these farmers and I asked them about COVID. They barely knew what I was talking about. You know why, Alex? Because they weren't on their smartphones. They weren't watching CNN. They weren't listening.
So the answer to the AI false reality is being like the Amish.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to live like the Amish, but it was amazing to, the COVID thing was a nothing to them, because if you didn't have if you weren't as wired in as you are.
Well, they don't even have autism, basically.
And the idea of wearing a mask was absurd to them. The mask was a flag to keep you scared and to show sure. what side you were on. If there were no masks and you didn't have social media, you would not have known that COVID was a thing. The Amish didn't know that COVID was a thing. And if there's some way we can break out of that matrix and stay in reality, but it's hard because, boy, well, it's a...
That's another thing. The UN treaty, they couldn't get it through, but they still declared an emergency with monkeypox, even though that's only a thing that homosexuals get.
I was in Geneva when they tried to negotiate this latest pandemic treaty. Every single public health officer in the world, they didn't get laid off after COVID. COVID was their bumper crop.
Yeah.
But they're all still working at it. Well, you and I have moved on to other things. They're beavering away. And the fact that they failed to get the deal they wanted, they'll come back next year.
Well, have you seen Hotez and Tedros and Eric Schmidt, of all people, saying we need to use the UN and NATO to censor everyone now? Ahead of the next pandemic.
Well, that's who's funding a lot of these so-called fact checkers. They get government grants, military grants. I don't know if you heard of NewsGuard. I'm sure you have. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've done a lot of work on NewsGuard. Big military contracts. No wonder they censor basically according to your political views. They censor us up in Canada.
Ezra, I just need listeners to understand. I know they know this. But this is not your show, my show. What we do is not just, it's not entertainment. And I know people consciously get that, but it has to really sink in that we're living in an incredible time right now.
You say it's not entertainment. You've got to get people's attention before they're going to listen to you. And an entertaining style and good style.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we try to. Absolutely.
And I get it. And you're the master.
I don't know about that.
But people confuse.
I used to be a lot funnier. Things are so serious now. People are like, ah.
People confuse your storytelling panache with a lack of substance. I think you're one of the best read people I know. I mean, just look at the table here. And I know, because whenever I'm on your show, you make gentle corrections when I get something just slightly...
No, you correct me all the time.
No, because you've got... But I'm saying there's a depth to it. And that's why when you go on Joe Rogan and went on Joe Rogan and had the debate, I mean, the guy in good faith was trying to fact check you in real time. You had your answers. You know, and the thing is, the other side, they're just repeating message tracks. They have, like, a very shallow depth on any issue.
Two men can have a baby. If you take the COVID shot, you're protected. It's all lies.
And they've never been pressed on it. You ask the ordinary normie a question, they'll have a set message recording that they heard. But if you press them to go deeper, they can't. And it's the same thing with protests. I've been at 100 protests in my life. When I go to protests on the right, like the trucker convoy in Canada, you ask people, why are you here? Okay, you better get ready for a half-hour lecture. You're going to hear. When I was in Brazil, you saw I was asking.
Very people, smart, informed.
But you go to many protests on the left. They're just.
They always say, I can't talk. Talk to the spokesperson.
And
they'll never talk.
They do that because they're obedient, but they also do that because they don't actually know why they're there. They were told
to. I'm good because I'm holding a communist flag.
Or I'm getting paid to be here. The left pays protesters all the time.
AstroTurf.
Yeah. I don't know, it is interesting times, but I think we can still win. I'm still hopeful. I remember a couple years ago I said to you that something I was really hoping for was those Hong Kong students that were having the protest. Remember in 2019?
Yes.
I was here and I said, "Don't. It's not bad news everywhere. Look at the..." Well, they were crushed. Crushed, jailed, and civil liberties have been wiped out in that city, Hong Kong. That was one thing I was hanging on to into 2019 with those guys. But I actually think that Trump's renaissance and Elon Musk reviving people who were canceled, that's reason for, if you ask me for the number one reason to be hopeful today, it's that people have been brought back from the literal social media dead. Tommy Robinson in the UK, he was written out persona non grata. Now he's got an enormous following again. They're going to try and...
Well, I think the story is, the globalists think they can, the evil corporate forces think they can take over if they punish the leaders. But as long as the people keep celebrating the leaders and supporting them, then it only makes us more successful and we can win. But look at Tommy. They want to put him in prison now for his speech when he comes back to the UK. And I've told him, don't go back.
Well, he's got the UK in his blood. He just won't stay away. I know he's going to go back and face the music. And for each contempt charge, there's possible 2 years in prison for him. And that's for playing a movie. It's not for any violent act.
It's for him exposing he was set up by the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you think would have happened? It's a horrible question, but it's important. If Trump would have been killed in Butler or in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, the first thing I think a lot of people would have been demoralized and would have just withdrawn from public life. And I think the energy and the spark of America would have flickered. I think some people would have had an overreaction that made things worse. But I don't know what the path forward is. I mean, I like J.D. Vance and all, but he's not Trump. It's Trump the world wants and needs. I don't know what would have happened. It's a terrifying thought because he really is a unique person. I don't even want to. That's why my heart pounded so hard when I first saw that. I don't know. I mean, you would know better than me. I'm worried what would happen. I mean, when Kennedy was killed, that demoralized America for a generation. That sort of, I don't know. I don't even want to contemplate it, Alex. You would know the answer anyways.
Well, I don't know the exact answer. I believe they were going to stage false flags and blame it on angry Trump supporters. I believe that they were thinking about killing Biden, saying a terrorist did it, that way to put Kamala in, but instead they just grabbed him from Las Vegas and flew him to Delaware, where he disappeared for 8 days. Yeah. I mean, we have a coup already in place, and now they're talking about a coup against all of our liberties out of desperation. We are not in the normal political system right now, and I just continue to put out the urgency, but God's hand was on Trump, and I agree. Some would have become demoralized. Others would have just become more stalwart in what's happening, but the left knows how to take over institutions.
Yeah.
And we have to peacefully, through the process, take them over, but also support new institutions. And that's why in the information war, the globalists say the number one thing they're facing is disinformation. That means people telling the truth. So there's an old internet saying, no one knows who first said it, the propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless.
Yeah.
And so it's not hopeless, and I just go back to free speech, standing up, speaking out. I mean, I flew to up with Tucker in Pennsylvania about a week and a half ago, and I'm in the line, and almost everybody's face scanning, even though it's voluntary, and I probably shook 20 hands in the line, and I said to people, I said, you don't have to do that. You're going in a database, and they said, oh, we love you. You're right, but they went ahead and did it, and then soon it'll be mandatory while the border's wide open.
Well, that's the thing. Joining the Matrix is fun. It's convenient. It feels like a video game. It's titillating. It's never ending. It gets your dopamine. It is an addiction. And that's the thing that Orwell didn't count on. He said the future is a boot stamping on a human head forever or something to that.
Ezra Levant, we've got the great talk show host and top trends forecaster Gerald Celente coming up. But let's do 5 more minutes and finish up talking about Rebel Media. Then in 1 hour, Owen Schroyer, The War Room. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I got a great way for you to keep InfoWars on the air, and regardless of what happens, InfoWars keep me on the air, and that's the AlexJonesStore.com, a new key URL for you to mark down. I've teamed up with the folks that make a lot of the top-selling Trump shirts in the country. They've got the best t-shirt designers, Bigly. If you go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, that's separate from InfoWars, so that's key to support. Into the future, whatever happens here. 30-plus amazing new t-shirt designs, new ones being added every day. They're incredible. Trump shirts, you name it, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And every time you buy a shirt or 30-plus different great designs of Patriot ball caps, you get entered 5 or 10 times, depending on the day. It's different every day, into the raffle to get $10,000 cash. Halloween's when the prize is announced, the winner, and a $138,000 turbo diesel super deluxe off-road upgraded, the best truck you can get, over-the-top turbo diesel engine, AEV standard features, and then it's all upgraded. I tried to go over, take an hour, the best tires, the best shocks, the best systems. It's a 2024 Ram Prospector AEV Dodge turbo diesel, army green, black with red pinstripe, ready for you. When you buy something, you enter 5 or 10 times, depending on what promo they're running that day, in the raffle. All at TheAlexJonesStore.com. But the t-shirts, the reason to go there, keep us on air. And these are badass shirts. They've got over 30 incredible t-shirt designs. I think there's more now. They're adding more every day at TheAlexJonesStore.com. They're designer. They're high quality. They're all there. Some of the InfoWars classics, they updated, made even better. A lot of new, incredible designs. A lot of Alex Jones shirts. A lot of Trump shirts. It's all there at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your aid. We need your support. Plus, these are great shirts. You'll meet like-minded people. It spreads the word. And so it's exciting to wear these out in public. Most people will agree with you and love you. You'll meet so many friends. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com. We need your support. No excuses. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. Enter to win right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.